fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Ilana and I are going to keep emphasizing this idea of having fun because her and I are trying to emphasize the idea of having fun in our own lives. So if you hear this advice, it's because we're trying to take it ourselves too. And we all just want to feel,
want to be real. Yeah, we all just want to feel. Hey, Woo Woo Crew.
Hey.
I'm Ilana.
And it's Jack.
And welcome back to another episode of The Vicious Virgos. Today, we're going to be talking all about Capricorn, one of my personal favorite signs, and now one of Jacqueline's favorite signs.
Kind of. We're getting there.
But we have this series that we do every season, basically going over the zodiac sign of that season. We just did Sagittarius, now we're into Capricorn, and we're just going to break down the Capricorn sign and all the goodness that comes with it. So, so before we begin, we always like to talk about the top Capricorns in our lives and what they represent. So who are the top Capricorns in your life and what do they represent, Jacqueline?
We'll start with the positive ones, like your grandma.
Okay. In your life. Got it.
Yeah. She's part of my life. I was like going through and cleaning out my iPad storage and there were like videos of your grandma. And I was like, oh, surely. I was like, also great. Cause we're recording all about Capricorn today. My dad is a Capricorn and shares the same birthday with someone I'm dating. I wouldn't say that they're in my life. I don't really know what they represent. Both challenging placements, but can be rewarding in mm-hmm. some ways. There's a lot of mirror and shadow work that requires spending time with a Capricorn.
Yeah, it definitely.
At least for me. I mean, totally. I don't have Capricorn in my chart, but it's still, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure the things that like annoy me about them are things that I do in my own life.
Yeah, I have to say exactly the same thing. The most important Capricorn in my life is my grandmother. And I've had a slew of Capricorn come in and out of my life. But at the moment, she's definitely the shining star Capricorn that I love. And my cousin as well. Those are two people I love with all my heart. But lately, Capricorns have not been someone I've clicked with as much as usual, which is like really frustrating. But I noticed the Capricorn placements, like, you know, moons and rising signs specifically, I seem to really connect with. But sometimes, you know, the sun sign can be a lot, but it's still a great sign. It's, I mean, the most successful sign of all the signs. So it's a yes. Cool sign to have. Awesome. And
perhaps we're just jealous. I don't know.
Anything
that's
new
what I'm going to go with.
Anything new in your life right now?
I mean, I'm in Florida. We're recording for the first time ever in two different locations.
Yep.
And so that's new. But I'm in Florida. I just finished writing a paper. I'm almost done with school for this term. I'm spending time with family. That's been really good. Just like getting prepared for 2023, trying to make a list of goals. I realize that a lot of my goals revolve around tangible things, like, and they're all around finances, which is really funny because we're going into Capricorn season. So that's very like,
kismet.
It's just perfect. Yeah, exactly. So, but I've also been pressured or advised to try and work on goals that are less tangible, which I just don't understand. And I don't know how you can track progress on that. So that's a struggle for me right now. I'm trying to figure that out, but we'll get there. Oh, also something super cool. And it's new to me today. And I shared it with your husband. I don't know if he told you about this. So Ryan, my brother, heard about it on The Daily, which is like another podcast, and it's Google chatbot GPT.
Yep, the AI.
I'm not going to say so I used it to write a paper, but I kind of used it to write a paper, but not 100%.
Like, yeah, he brought that up. He did bring that up earlier today. Yeah.
The references, they like cite, it's because I was texting you about it. And then there's also this other one that's called character.ai, and it allows you to like play games and talk to people. Yep. And Taylor, my other brother, sent it to me like a couple weeks ago and I like brushed it off. But I've been playing a game where I'm like friends with spiders and I ride their backs and stuff. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. And my nephew is sitting down next to me. And so we're like kind of playing this like story game with each other. So yeah.
That's awesome.
What's new with you?
Things are good. That's all I'm going to say. Things are good. But Colin did show me the AI like a week or two ago and we were asking it all these questions and it was crazy. And I was like, this is so mean. This is so weird.
Yeah. It's so freaky. It's
don't like use it to ask medical questions. Yeah. Just don't use it for that.
Why would you do that? I did. I asked it a religious question. Like, yeah, I know. Like, basically, like, is XYZ religion a fraud? Because, you know, everybody knows where I come from and whatnot. And it was like, religious freedom is really important and we do not support intolerance. And here are some websites that you can look at to learn how to be a better human. And I was just like, oh, shit.
It puts you in your place.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Like, I got like totally reprimanded. But then I was like, okay, well, let's see, like, how skewed is this? So then I typed up, like, should the Gay Marriage Act be passed or whatnot? And it was like, absolutely. Here's all the reasons why it's important. And I was like, okay, well, at least like they're on the same page here. Like, this I can get behind.
Awesome. Well, yeah. So on that reprimanding note, let's break down the Capricorn zodiac sign. So Capricorn dates are December 22nd to January 19th. The element is Earth. The quality, also known as the modality, is cardinal. Their planetary ruler is obviously Daddy Saturn. Yes. Symbolism, everybody knows, sea goat, the goat, whatever you want to call them. Their body parts, that the part that rules Capricorn, are the knees, the joints, the skeletal system, and the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And the energy is yin, which is a negative energy, which is interesting.
Not in the way that people are thinking, but also sometimes in the way people are thinking.
Yeah, yeah. It means you're likely introverted, and even if you're sociable, you still enjoy your privacy. You likely have just a few friends, you have a good intuition, and you are empathetic. Your motto is one word, mantra is play. Placement house ruler is the 10th house of social status. I mean, that house is all about career. Lucky numbers are 4, 8, 13, and 22. And the days of the week that are lucky to you are Saturday. Colors, brown, black, or dark green, which I can tell you right now is definitely Capricorn. And the Vedic astrology is Makara, or the crocodile. Compatibility, Cancer, Taurus, Virgo, and of course, Scorpio and Pisces as well. You know, earth, water, we love it together. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be the theme throughout this entire thing.
Exactly. If you're an air sign, you're going to pair with air and fire. If you're, you know, if you've listened to any of our compatibility episodes, then you totally get that. So I had some fun writing these traits down. I may have had a little bit more fun writing down the negative and weaknesses, but I still did some heavy dipping into positive and strengths. So, you know, some of your positive traits can include you're responsible, you're disciplined, you're self-controlled, you have good manners. You also make a good manager. You're loyal, you're smart, you're traditional, you're wise, you're pragmatic, ambitious, hardworking. Never met a Capricorn who was not hardworking.
No.
You have integrity. You're a high achiever, you're dedicated, you're structured, and you're really industrious. But the other side of the scale, as we tap into our Libra-ness, is that you can be pessimistic, a know-it-all, unforgiving, condescending. You're easily frustrated by failure. Sometimes you lack gratitude. Materialistic, critical. You can be work obsessed, stubborn, competitive in the cutthroat sense, unpredictable, arrogant, selfish, greedy, and suspicious.
some bad stuff.
That's yeah.
Okay. The good stuff outweighs it, in my opinion, but here we are. So let's talk about possible careers for Capricorn and also money because it's Capricorn. So the careers that Capricorn are best suited for. So obviously you're ruled by Saturn, which is the taskmaster. We call it the daddy. So you're often described as being a workaholic. You respect hierarchy. You don't really have a problem climbing like the corporate ladder. You have a lot of ambition, diligence, and persistence. And you value loyalty. Hard work is incredibly hard, like incredibly important to you and above everything. You're concentrated and resourceful. You don't mind working long hours as long as it's going to, you know, make you money. And you always see projects through to the end. Can confirm that. You do enjoy making money, but you're not an entrepreneur like someone like Sagittarius because you're not a huge risk taker and you really don't want to put your money into your own ideas because there's too much risk involved. So some great roles for Capricorns include teacher, professional organizer, accountant, financial planner, a business executive, a computer programmer, scientist, CEO, of course, maybe not of their own company, but another company, copywriter, creative director, and architect. And then when it comes to money, you love money, you value money, and you have no trouble managing it and making sure you have some for rainy days and retirement. I will say that every Capricorn I've ever met is a little bit frugal, and you know, that's fine. And you'll do anything you can to set yourself up to be like debt-free. So no like loans, mortgages, credit cards. You don't want any of that. You're really good at knowing and respecting your limits, and you're disciplined enough to achieve most financial goals that you set out for yourself, but you're still like a coupon person. That's probably why you can do that. And sometimes you can be a little stingy. So, you know, my advice would be, I wouldn't say you're like cheap per se. I would just say like loosen up a little bit. Like, loosen the purse strings a little bit. Like that would be something.
A little bit. I mean, there is definitely ways for you to kind of like indulge responsibly.
Yeah. And it doesn't just have to be with career stuff. It can be with other things as well. Like, you know, food, shelter, fun.
Yeah. Ilana and I are going to keep emphasizing this idea of having fun because her and I are trying to emphasize the idea of having fun in our own lives. So if you hear this advice, it's because we're trying to take it ourselves too. So here's like some hard spots for you, or at least opportunities for growth, things that you should really consider, especially going into 2023. I mean, we're all setting resolutions, so you may as well tackle it. So you are almost as hard on yourself as you are on others, and you tend to hold grudges. So a lot of that has to do with the fact that you hold people to these impossibly high standards, and you have this very, 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 very narrow way of doing or seeing something. So try and broaden your horizon and your perspective a little bit here.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really important.
We always say Capricorn have rules. Like their rules.
Oh my,
they're not,
oh my God.
They're not societal rules. They're their own rules. And sometimes they don't make any sense. So that's something you have to evaluate.
So Capricorn, you definitely have workaholic tendencies. So we do recommend taking a page from Cancer's book. Remember, this is your opposition, which Ilana and I have already decided we're going to do a whole podcast on opposition signs and the things that you can learn from each other. So learn how to nurture yourself, your relationships, and your emotional life. Your goal in this life is to find balance with that. Like, you're this like serious wise elder, but you know, everybody has that inner child that they need to tap into every once in a while. And something that's been popping up on my Instagram feed all over the place lately, and I don't know why this is happening to me, but it's been a lot of like, work is not going to love you back. Be nice to your friends and family. And I was like, maybe social thinks I'm a Capricorn right now.
100%. So how do you relate to a Capricorn? Be a good listener. Then you will gain their trust. They're known for being really closed off to anyone new. They don't like sharing any personal information. They're nothing like Leo or Sagittarius or Aries. So when they start telling you things about themselves, that means that they're starting to trust you. Voice your opinions, of course, with respect. They don't like to be challenged or incorrect. You shouldn't be afraid to speak up and share your opinions, of course, but you've got to make sure you're doing it in a very gentle way that they can appreciate. Stay motivated. They cannot stand slackers at all. It's not in the repertoire. They're super dedicated. So if they see you being lazy, like especially at work, then they're going to think you don't care. Bonus, don't work in the same space as your spouse, which we know is hard with that work from home life thing everyone's doing these days, but it brings a lot of problems from work too, you know, home. So that's something you should really think about when dealing with a Capricorn. They're also hyper-focused. So they won't want to like deal with anything that you have going on in your personal life. They won't know how to separate it.
No. And, you know, with that, like just some like friendly advice is we recommend trying something new every day. I have this mantra, which is like to learn something new every day, but you should definitely be trying something new every day. It'll help make you more worldly, adventurous, and like bonus, you'll stay young. I think that's, you know, I mean, you're an earth sign, so you're going to be obsessed with that kind of stuff anyway, just like the rest of us. So that's always something to think about. The other thing is maybe listen and think before you speak. You have the ability to like you can say some really profound things and give brilliant advice, but you also have the ability to completely destroy someone's self-esteem. Just make sure that if you are giving some type of like criticism, that you're not personally attacking someone and that you're going about it in a respectful way. Because like we said, relationships are important. So just make sure that you're taking some care into like what you're saying. We do recommend scheduling some me time into every day, and we promise that your mood and likely your temper will be better for it. Even if that means like, I'm just going to block out 5 minutes for me to take a walk around my house.
Yeah.
Like, things like that are really important. I've started doing that lately where I like block out like 5 minutes to just stand up. I was like, I just need to stand up because my legs are numb. You should think positively. Yes, we know. it's really smart to be realistic. This is something that Ilana and I talk about all the time. I was like, I'm not a pessimist. I'm not an optimist. I'm just a realist. She goes, no, you're not. And I was like, but I swear I am. So I don't know, like maybe Pisces is kind of onto something when you indulge in fantasy sometimes, or at least at a minimum, hoping for the best. I think we could all learn a thing or two from them. And then don't let your inner critic say things to you that you wouldn't say to someone else. Like, let's think about that for a second. You know, those times when you're just really down and you're talking shit to yourself, think, would I say this to my best friend? Likely not. So don't.
Yeah. It's a really common phrase, but when you really think about it, or even like your younger self, you won't want to do it. So it's something to just think about, or say it to yourself in the mirror, and then you'll probably stop doing it too, because then you're like, this is mean. So yeah, Capricorns and relationships. Ugly. Yeah, 100%. So Capricorns and relationships, friendship. So Caps are those friends that are going to push you to succeed. They do have a softer side, of course. They have like a really armor exterior, something you have to kind of get past. So they can be very emotional. They care. Sometimes though, their practicality can feel like they don't care about their friend's feelings, but they absolutely would 100% will do anything to help you succeed as long as you don't waste whatever resources they've shared to you. So if they send you a book or like an email, read it, because they will come for you and ask you questions later. At the end of the day, like, they are emotionally dependable. So they'll be there when you need them, and they're not going to freak out on you. They take a lot of pride in being dependable for you. Just once again, don't let them down, because they will hold it over your head. They're super loyal friends and expect the same in return. They need stability. They want you to be reliable, because they need purpose in everything that they do for it to make sense or invest any of their time or take away from their work. So they're only going to dedicate themselves to like people, projects, and ideas that are aligned with their own values. And if they don't align with their own values, 1,000,000% will walk away. And then in romance, they're very old school. They're very classic. Like, we talked on the food episode about how they want like the classic traditional Thanksgiving. That's them in love. They want to take it slow, painfully slow. They need time to commit. Try becoming their best friend. I know it's going to take a while. And then you got to drop hint after hint over like years. And then one day they'll realize they're in love with you. But once they do, you know, they're super loyal and they can always be counted on. I can attest to this 1,000,000%. It could also be their downfall, because they might end up staying in a relationship that's like well past its expiration date, or like something's going on and they don't want to bring it up because they're just like, this isn't something I need to bring up. I'm just going to like deal with it. Love is hard for them, because it requires a lot of emotional investment, and they don't like being emotional when it comes to like depending on another person. So emotional dependence isn't a thing for them. They're super awkward with like expressing their feelings, and that's if they ever get to understand what their feelings are. Of course, if they have a moon sign, that's something like a water sign, it might be helpful in order for them, or fire sign, it might be easier for them to express their feelings. And then at work, you're like the boss of the cosmos, Capricorn. You're just a natural leader, and you have this like uncanny way of structuring your life around work that we all are so freaking jealous of. So no matter what you're doing with your career, you leave some kind of legacy behind. You want to build things. You take work very seriously. You want to be respected, and you want to do honest work. You want to be known as being honest, and you want to be put on a pedestal for your accomplishments. Something to make note of course, is that you should take a lot of pride in is your ability to hold space for like groups and brainstorming sessions. You're very collaborative, and you also are one that you're going to speak up during those meetings as well. You have a special gift of kind of making everyone around you feel really supported, but also making them feel validated. Like, okay, you know, you did a good job. Here you go. And they'll validate you in like front of other people during a meeting. At work, they're pretty badass, in my opinion. I've had very good experiences with Capricorn at work. But once again, it's like the authority thing is something they have to work on, like the authority. So,
oh, I also want to say that might also just be, I don't know if that's generational or not. That might have something to do with whoever their Saturn ruler is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because when I see someone like my dad's generation, right? My dad was born in 1963. And he's been awarded like everywhere for all the work that he's done. And obviously he doesn't have the same Saturn ruler as like Capricorns that are our age and younger. So he's also surprisingly humble at work, but has also managed to climb the corporate ladder quite successfully. So
you never know though. He might not have been good with authority when he was younger. You never know.
He's an only child. So who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
So how do we attract this person? Right? Man or woman. Capricorn doesn't want any of your mess. Ew. I can relate to this as a Virgo too. So they're attracted to people who are really self-sufficient and can inspire them in some way. Because remember, your Capricorn is motivated by respect. So they'll be impressed if you can speak to like technical details or philosophical matters. And they'll think you're like super cute if you talk about like, I don't know, what's going on in music or art. And, you know, of course, there's like the thing that if you really want to surprise them and hook them, then start talking about like the political system or some theory on quantum physics, because they're going to be like, oh my God, you're so smart and you know all this. And that's amazing. And you can teach me something. And that's inspiring. They're not attracted to overtly emotional and dramatic types because they like to control the narrative. So they look for people who has that same value or at least respects those values. Again, we've talked about this. Capricorn is very old school. Like you're likely to find like they, I don't want to say they believe in like traditional gender roles, but they will take a more masculine or feminine role in your relationship.
Interesting. I mean, I think the biggest thing is when we say overly emotional, like that's their version of it. And I will tell you right now, it could be anything. So I don't like the word overly emotional because I don't really know what it means. But I think, you know, like my grandma was in the hospital and I cried and she was like, no crying. So it's like, you know, they're just sensitive to emotion because they don't necessarily know. They feel like a lot of pressure to be able to fix that and they don't really know how to deal with it. So just keep that in mind that they might not be the right person, depends on their mood, but to process your emotions. But I've also met lots of Capricorns that are emotional. So it just depends on their moon sign.
Yeah, well, totally they might be emotional, but they might not be able to process someone else's.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have friends I go to for that and friends I don't. So you just have to like figure out, you know, the best route. Yeah. And then, you know, how are they in relationships and love? So the Capricorns turn on, it's going to sound weird, but remember they rule the knees. So this is actually an erogenous zone for them. Makes me think of How I Met Your Mother. If you know, you know. They're also
Reminds me of Ally McBeal. There was like, I know that's super old school. That's even like way further back. There was like a whole like thing on like how one of the guys was like super into knees and was like staring at them and wanted to touch them and lick them. And I was like, that's what I remember. And I watched that show when I was like 8. Yeah.
That's why you remember them. So they're also super sensitive around their lower back and their butt and their thighs. So if you can hold, stroke or caress those areas, that's going to be a great thing for you. They're also super turned on by status. So even if you're not rich and famous yet, you can also, you know, window shop to fantasize about what your future will look like for them. But also maybe you're like, you know, at a profession that doesn't make a lot of money, but you're doing really well in that profession. And like, you know, you're head of that profession. It just depends on the situation. It doesn't just have to be money. And their turn offs, if you're acting wishy-washy, that's can't make a decision about commitment or something like that, they're out. So you go with the flow types who just drift through life and see what happens to you. Sagittarius, Libra, most of the zodiac, then you're essentially nails on a chalkboard to Capricorn. They won't feel like they can rely on you or like invest any time and energy into your too high risk. Like that, think of it as like stocks. Be careful with your teasing and the jokes, especially if it's like a first date, because they're super sensitive at their core, especially when it comes to their appearance, their reputation, their social status, or if you like question them about like the way they are in relationships, you know, that sort of thing, they'll be dwelling on that for years. And when I tell you, they will remember everything that you said and bring it up 20 years later. That's a fact. So elephants, 100% elephants with their memory.
Oh my gosh. I know. Seriously. Okay. So everyone's favorite part, what they all scroll to, which is compatibility. And again, yep, we go through zodiac. So your sun sign, mm-hmm, right? We've talked about this. There's 100 other ways to check your compatibility. Ilana's going to do an entire episode on synastry and I can't wait to sit back and listen to it because it's going to blow your guys' mind.
It will.
So let's start off with Capricorn and Aries. So you both make a square aspect, which means you're three signs apart. So you don't really have a lot in common, except for the fact that neither of you will store your role for someone else. Cap is always going to be more conservative and definitely protects what they put out into the world, which is not what Aries does at all. So I can see Capricorn trying to hold Aries back a little bit, and that is not going to go well because Aries does not like to be controlled. So while I don't necessarily see this as a super harmonious, intimate relationship, I do see this as a powerful business relationship, as long as they have similar communication styles and similar goals, then yeah, I can see that working.
I think the power struggle is real here. I do think they do well in business together. And if they're in a relationship, the way that I think it can work is if there's, I mean, a respect for one another and what they're doing in their life. So if Aries is like really in their career at the moment and Capricorn's really in their career and they can like have space to do like fun things together outside of work, I think it's fine. But I don't see them working, you know, in college or when they're trying to find themselves. I think they had to be very established. Like, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I almost see them
like in their 50s.
Yeah, I almost see them as like they got divorced and now they're like finding each other. Like, they've kind of like been through that, a different world, and now they're redefining themselves. And Aries is trying to be more like traditional and Capricorn's trying to like go out of more outside the box. But other than that, it's not my favorite match for sure.
They met in a retirement home. That's what happened.
Absolutely. And the Aries was definitely, definitely the woman. 1,000,000%. Yes. And Capricorn was like playing bridge in the corner. Yeah. So dramatic. So like on the nose. And then Capricorn and Taurus, who actually are at the retirement home together, they're trine, which is a good harmonious angle, four signs apart. They're natural allies. They enjoy indulging in the finer things in life. That doesn't mean that they spend a lot of money though. They're very ambitious, a little showbuddy sometimes. They also both, you know, take their time. They're down to earth. They're really harmonious together. I grew up with this combination with my grandparents. They were together for almost 61 years before my grandpa passed away. And I will say that the Taurus was madly in love with the Capricorn. The Capricorn also obviously loved the Taurus, but the Taurus was way more like showbuddy about the love because it's a Taurus. You know, that's what they do. They're like very, you know, emotive with their feelings when they're in love. And the Capricorn's not necessarily. It's more like, well, I clean the house. That means I love you. It's more, you know, gestures like that. And so they were so sweet together though. And there was so much everlasting love there. It's a really good match. I'd say it's probably the best match for these two signs in terms of the earth. Like, I like them together the most, but obviously there can be a boredom here and it could be stale because they're not risk takers. So that's something they have to work through. And so I like them together when their moon signs are like, you know, two fire and air and a fire, or like two water, like just something a little different. If it was all earth, I think you get real boring real fast. Personally, that's just speaking as a Sagittarius stellium, but I think it could get, it's just a lot of like the same thing every single day and like the same thing to eat, right? Like,
but maybe that makes them happy.
Absolutely. But I just think that, you know, I could see the Capricorn being like, maybe I need more in my life and starting to compare. And so, you know, they need to make sure that they continue to challenge each other, but it's still a really good match. I love them together.
Yeah. Well, here's another challenging match. Which is Capricorn and Gemini. You're quincunx, which means you're five signs apart. Now, this pair can work, even though on paper it doesn't look like it. So Gemini has this really special way of drawing Capricorn out of their natural conservative nature without feeling like it's being forced. Because remember, Gemini is like super manipulative. Mm-hmm. And Capricorn can help provide structure that Gemini needs to thrive in life. So as long as they're really patient with the fact that they're so different, I think this can work. I don't know when they'll meet or what the rest of their chart looks like or the issues that are going to come up. I do see communication probably being a big one. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely like emotions, like you'll probably be in therapy together to try and figure out how to talk about your feelings. But, you know, like we like to support different signs of finding each other because we understand that not everyone's chart looks the same. And I'm just saying that this is a possible pairing that could work. It'll just have more challenges than some others.
Yeah, I think my issue is they just don't understand each other very well. So I think this is where they have to like really share an interest or work or something, because one of them is slow moving and does take their time and does value loyalty. And the other one is way more about, you know, constantly moving and trying new things, and loyalty isn't necessarily the backbone of their sign. So, you know, you can figure out who's who from what I just said, but I think that one's more exciting than the other. Let's just call a spade a spade. But I get where you're coming from, because I think that they respect one another and there's a lot of accountability here. Like, they probably have receipts towards one another. So the fighting really frightens me, but at the same time, they'd hold each other in their place. And that would be a level of trust that I could see. Like, they wouldn't lie to each other. They would just give it to each other straight, I think. But I do see the manipulation thing, like Gemini manipulating the Capricorn, because Capricorn are easily manipulated despite what people think. And so I could see that happening. Like, if you go to them with a logical reasoning, they're going to be like, oh, that kind of makes sense.
And that's exactly how Gemini thinks.
Yeah. That's why they're really good at manipulating Virgo and Capricorn, who are not like quintessentially hard to like easy to manipulate. They're it's not hard for them because Gemini. Like,
oh, that makes sense. That's logical.
Exactly. Okay, yeah.
Let's do that.
1,000,000%. And that's where I see that being a little bit of an issue. So Capricorn and Cancer, I love this match. They're oppositions, which are six signs apart, meaning they're opposites. And opposites always, you know, attract, but also can be a little challenging. So Capricorns obviously have a soft spot for water signs, but particularly Cancer. They can also seem kind of shallow to Cancer if they're not explaining why they like nice things and status and stuff like that, because obviously it creates a really like nice and relaxing home. And if you tell Cancer that, they'll be like, oh, okay, that's great. And then we can like, you know, keep our offspring
here.
On that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They can be a little bit of a roller coaster because Capricorn can kind of see Cancer as an emotional roller coaster. And then Cancer might think that Capricorn is just works too much and doesn't give them enough attention. And they're hard. It's just not easy for them to explain that they need that emotional attention all the time because they don't want to be a burden. But overall, I really love them together. It's very traditional roles with this couple whenever we read about it. I'm not saying that's the norm, but that's what we read about it constantly. I like them together a lot because I think that they value and they respect one another's place in the relationship. So it's a good match to me. And they also could not be more different, meaning that they teach each other so many cool things. And that's important to Capricorn. So for Capricorn.
Tolerance. Yeah. Tolerance and acceptance is definitely going to be really important here. And patience. Absolutely patience. A couple that's not going to have much patience for each other. Capricorn and Leo. Another quincunx, five signs apart. Not the likeliest pairing. Has potential though. I'm going to say that because, you know, everything has potential. Everything can work, even Virgo and Gemini, Ilana. So each of them really appreciate being respected and appreciated by people that they work with, right? Like in their private life, in their work life, like wherever. There's something about being recognized that they both just kind of like beam. They're like, oh, somebody noticed all my work. And they love that. They're also really private with their private life. Which I don't think is the first thing that comes to mind when people think of Leo. They think of like being all over the place, but I do think that Leo definitely has a mask and it requires a lot of energy. Like, okay, well, this is who I am when we're out. I turn this personality on. And then like, this is who I am when I'm with my partner. And this is who I am when I'm at work.
Yeah. They're so, literally they're like the ascendant sign of signs.
Yeah. So, you know, but the reason that they're so private about their their private life is because they value their reputation. And we all know that Capricorns can be kind of prudish, but as long as that doesn't extend into the bedroom, I don't think Leo minds.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't hate them together. I just see, similar to Leo and Taurus, I see there being sort of a, why are you out every night? Like, come back home, or why haven't you done the dishes? You know, I see a little like basic
parent child relationship.
Yeah, a little bit, but also just like, more like teenager parent, like relationship. I just see that being a little bit of an issue. And I also see there being some trust issues and them not wanting to talk about it because they don't want to deal with the quote unquote drama of the situation. But, you know, with all these pairings, it can always work if there's other parts of your chart that are compatible. And, you know, if you just work on it in general, because that's relationships. So Capricorn and Virgo, love is match, trine aspect. That's a very harmonious aspect. It's a power couple to the max because they're both ambitious. They're both hardworking and, you know, they're pretty conservative when it comes to their personal lives. Like, they're not what I would deem to be a dramatic couple. They each take things really slow in a way that I don't really understand. So it takes time to open up and kind of learn to be vulnerable with each other. But when they do, they see that like their values are the same. They can be a really great team. They can work together. I think they really respect each other and they have so much staying power. I have been in this coupling before, and I will say the reason it didn't work was because it felt imbalanced. Like, it felt like the Capricorn didn't know how to make time for a personal relationship. So this is where I say like these two need to find balance and know, like, be in the right space to be in a relationship or they won't work. But every couple I know that's this match, they're doing great and they get along really well. However, I will say that the Virgo is very much the boss in the relationship from the couples I know. And that's not a bad thing. I just don't think the Capricorn like feels that they need to be in that situation. Like, they trust Virgo to kind of run the show versus other signs where they don't trust them. So I like this coupling together. You obviously have a lot to say about it because you have
I do, but
that's Capricorn.
I do. I think I scared him the other day. Because yeah, especially if you're working together, I think that there just has to be mutual respect. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's really important, but that's important no matter who you're partnered with, is to make sure that you respect one another. Mm-hmm. Moving on to Capricorn and Libra, a relationship I have had the unfortunate pleasure of having a lot of experience with, which is a square aspect. Cap can balance out a lot of signs, but they can also bring out the worst in some, and Libra is definitely one of them. Especially because Libra is already prone to materialism to begin with. And it's not that these two aren't going to fight. It's just that they don't make each other better people. So my mom and my dad were a Capricorn Libra match. They were together for 15 years before they separated. And it was just not a healthy relationship at all. But when they were on vacation, everything was perfect. I will say that, which totally plays into this, which is like, oh, we're on vacation. We're spending money. We're buying things. I get to go shopping. We're going on an adventure. Like, that really feeds into Libra's like, oof. And then the status climber that is Capricorn is like, look at what I can buy. Look what I can do. Look at how much power I have. So like, I'm just going to say, like, I don't think these two bring out the best in each other, but it also is like one of those things where it's like, okay, well, what baggage are you bringing to the relationship? Have you worked through that? Have you been to therapy? Do you have similar values? Because if you're able to have the same core values, then I think it can work. But I mean, it's a square aspect, so it's going to be challenging, like regardless. Yeah.
They both have a lot of staying power. So that's where I feel like is the good thing and also the bad thing, because you know, they might decide to stay in the relationship because it's something that, you know, can be better and they'll work on it, but then they also could stay way too long into the relationship, like you said. So it's something they have to be like incredibly mindful of when they're, you know, together. And I also think that Libra has to communicate what they're feeling. Capricorn's not going to draw it out of you. Like, if you don't say what you're feeling, they're not going to give a shit, because they're like, I don't have time to deal with your quote unquote drama. And Libra has a hard time doing that in general. So that's something mm-hmm. I think is a problem in their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Capricorn and Scorpio, I love this match. Their sextile, which is a really harmonious aspect. Scorpio needs a lot to commit in a relationship. We know this, but they get that as long as they ask. Capricorn is completely capable of being understanding, loving, really observant. And Scorpio is like totally okay with giving Cap space when they need it, because Scorpio goes off on their little like solo journeys and, you know, inward journeys and stuff like that. And also Capricorn and Scorpio are great together because Scorpio loves status and Scorpio loves success. They are the most driven water sign. They used to be ruled by Mars, and they work really hard. So the reason I love them together so much is because they really understand one another. I also think that Scorpio gets Capricorn out of their head. So like sexually, I think that they're great together because Capricorn has this really like sensual side that I think Scorpio kind of understands. I think whenever I see couples like this, there's a softer side to Capricorn that comes out. That's really, really beautiful. And Scorpio says some things sometimes that are a little strange and people like go, what? But Capricorn doesn't think it's weird. They just accept that's how they are, which is something that the other signs have a really hard time with. Capricorn are really good at being like, that's just how you are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and one of the things I love too is that Scorpio is the ruler of the eighth house, and the eighth house also rules finances. So that's going to be attractive to a Capricorn anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they might not seem like a likely pairing. I get that, because I don't know.
Dark and mysterious versus like inward and
versus just like, this is who I am. Like, there's nothing, like what you see is what you get, but that's kind of why it works, I think. And why they're so good together. So I like them together a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a great pairing. I also know a lot of Scorpios that are rising Capricorns and Capricorns that are rising Scorpios.
Yes. So, also if like they show the same Mercury, like that could be a thing. It can be really great together.
Yeah. And then we have Capricorn and Sagittarius. So this is a semi-sextile, which means they're right next to each other. So neither of these people share the same values, mm-mm. like, or even personality traits. They are literally just fundamentally different people and are probably likely to grow to resent each other and bicker a lot. I don't see the staying power here. I think this is definitely, like, to me, Sagittarius feels like the Epsom salts that didn't melt in the bathtub on your butt.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
you know what I mean? It's just discomfort, but you know, it's there to make you feel better and you'll feel better later, mm-hmm. but it's really uncomfortable while you're sitting in it.
It's like, I mean, they're Jupiter and Saturn. They're literally like the most opposite. One of them is all about like parenting and being dutiful and predictable. And the other one's like, you know, expansion, being wild, free, and just constantly moving. And so, yeah, they are completely different. It's shadow work. We always talk about that with signs that are next to each other. I do think it can work if Sagittarius is on the cusp, or they're both on the cusp, because Sagittarians have really different energy to me and also Capricorn, Aquarius cusps as well. I feel like they have different energy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we have a cusp episode. You should go listen to it. That's where I feel like it can work. I find that when they're really close to Capricorn, they act very, I mean, there's someone in my life that I thought she was a Capricorn, but she's Sagittarius like a day before. She's such a Capricorn. So I do feel like that can work, but yeah, I agree. There's no way these two are going to like naturally find each other unless, you know, their Capricorn happens to be traveling and they meet Sagittarius and they decide that maybe I'll try something different. It's like, I'm going to try a new exotic food tonight.
They probably met at school, to be completely honest.
Yeah. 100%. I could see them together though for a bit. Like I could see it because Capricorn is devoted and will let Sagittarius go do their thing.
And they like their alone time too.
Yes.
But I think that at the end, Capricorn's going to be like, when are you going to grow up?
100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Parent, child.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. On both ends, actually. On both sides.
Yeah.
Because Sagittarius is like, you need to like grow up too and like learn to like enjoy your life. And Capricorn's like, you are a hot mess. So, I mean, I think that they parent each other in a lot of ways. And that's why it can work if you want a really uncomfortable relationship where you have to grow. But other than that, I don't love it. So
yeah, not my favorite. Okay. And next we have Capricorn. Go ahead.
No, Capricorn and Capricorn. I mean, wow. Okay. So same sign, obviously. So, you know, ideal match for Capricorn because they love to see somebody that's as perfect as they are. They want to find a partner who has the same values as them. So finding someone who's like their duplicate is going to be really good for them. Some signs, I think like Virgo, I've seen it work, but I don't love it together. These two, I actually really get. I get it because they understand each other. They work well as a team. They respect each other. They have this undying loyalty to each other. And do I think it's going to be a quick match? No, I think they'll get married in 10 years, which is fine. But I see them building an empire together, respecting each other. And I've seen this couple be really, really, really great together. I've never seen it be particularly loving. But, you know, that has a lot to do with other parts of the chart and then life nature versus nurture. But I do think, as business partners, that'd be pretty sick. Like I could see them to just like conquer the universe, to be honest.
My dad and my stepmom are this pairing.
Good times. I mean, you know, happiness is subjective. So here we are.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like they might not necessarily be happy, but it's working. Like,
and you know, we don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe it just doesn't seem like they're. Who knows? Capricorn can pretend they're happy when they're not and vice versa. So they believe what they want to believe. They have their own reality.
Yeah. Well, and they just, you know, maybe they just have values that the rest of people just don't understand sometimes.
Like Aquarius.
So, yeah. Which, you know, this is another one that's going to feel like the Epsom salts that didn't melt on your butt. So Capricorn and Aquarius, another semi-sextile, again, not too many similarities in this home. They have very different lifestyles. They do make it work though, since they share some of the same interests when it comes to things like philosophy and art. So if they focus on building a really solid friendship that's based around those interests, then they might be able to understand one another and kind of learn to meet each other's needs. But I think Capricorn is going to look at Aqua and just be so confused and be like, I just don't understand how you think that way. So, and like, let's be honest, sometimes Capricorn can be a little intolerant and a little impatient. So, but that's just something, again, shadow work here. It's just something that you have to like work on and think about and be like, is this relationship important? Does this person inspire me or are they just getting on my nerves? Or am I just jealous that they have the capability to think like that? And I don't understand how someone could think that way. So I don't know. I like it for friendship because I see, again, a lot of opportunity for growth on both parts. Like Aquarius could learn maybe some commitment, but it's not my favorite.
Once again, if there were cusps, I would see it better because I do find that Capricorn Aquarians, they tend to be like more Aquarian, but emotionally, I don't see any love here. I do think business partners could be cool, but I see a bit of, it's just interesting because whenever you look up like most likely to embezzle, it's these two. So I could see them like something bad happening, but
they're running a charity together and they're like,
yeah,
Ponzi
scheme. Yeah. Ooh. And then Capricorn and Pisces, which are, to be honest with you, this is my favorite water sign for Cap. It's a sextile. That's a good, great angle. They're started off as friends, probably played a game of chicken, wondering, you know, who's going to make the first move because it's Pisces and Capricorn who moves slow as hell. Any relationship that starts off as friends, though, you know, usually is loyal and long lasting, particularly with these two. It's a relationship where, you know, you don't want to play games. You're both kind of like, I don't want to be hurt anymore. So you really find each other. It's a relationship that makes them feel really like safe and secure. And then Capricorn just like really fascinated by Pisces because they think so differently, but they honor. And I remember I talked before about how Capricorn kind of accepts people for who they are, which is not a Virgo trait or a Taurus trait, but Capricorn's kind of like, whatever, you are who you are, like, whatever, like, I might not agree with it, but it is who you, you know, that's it. So I think with Pisces, they just sort of accept them for who they are. And, you know, my grandmother has two Pisces children. I would definitely say that she doesn't understand them, but she accepts how they are. Whereas the Virgo child, there's more discord because it's like, you should change. Well, you should change, you know. So with water and earth, I think, you know, you just have to find a way to accept your differences. It's really hard, and kind of accept that like you don't have to change for each other necessarily. You can like evolve. But with these two, that's so clear because Capricorn lives so much in reality and Pisces doesn't live in reality. So it can be very beautiful. And that's why I like it. I just think Pisces has to be careful that Capricorn doesn't, you know, dominate them, because I've seen that to where Pisces becomes incredibly small in the relationship
and resentful.
Yeah. They get very resentful, and the couples therapy might be good for the two of them. I think with any water earth combo, you should have couples therapy, but particularly these two, there should be couples therapy. Someone there to like help Pisces speak their mind.
Yes. And you can totally do it without like attacking the other person. I think that it requires practice and discipline,
which absolutely
are more Capricorn's qualities than Pisces qualities.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, there's things to learn again, always.
So yeah, Capricorn, we've gone through a lot of roller coaster emotions with Capricorn throughout this podcast. When we first started, Jacqueline didn't like the sign and now is dating the sign. And when I first started, I thought they were like the greatest thing ever. And now I'm like, meh, I like one in my life. But I really want to emphasize that the reason I think the sign is so wonderful is because they have just the most staying power out of any sign, really. And very straightforward, very, very loyal. Just be patient with them. Just know that, you know, you don't have to like share everything with them. Use other friends for that and other people for that. But when it's important, they will be there, they'll show up, and they'll be very invested in whatever you have going on. And that's what I love about them so much. I just want them to love me. That's how I feel about Capricorn. Like, I want them, when they say they love me, I'm like, oh my God, that took years to get. Like, I needed that. Or like they say they're proud of you. It's like, oh my God, like you earned it.
I mean,
you know,
yeah, that's one of the things where it's just like, I will probably spend my entire life looking for that.
Yeah, they're the dad. Even though my grandma's my Capricorn in my life, they're like the dad figure, like you just, or the mom, whatever. They're the parental figure in your life. But we say dad because of Saturn. So yeah. And next is Aquarius, which cannot be more different. So we hope that you like this episode. Let us know if you want to learn more about Capricorn. Jack, take it away.
Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. We are everywhere. If you're listening to us on Spotify, go leave us a review on Apple. I'm serious. We need them. Please write reviews. Also, please make sure that you're following us on social media because we're using it. Please make sure you check out Just Girl Project as well, because we wouldn't be here without them. So that's also important. Also, they share some really cute illustrative stuff about astrology, which we totally reshare all the time because it's so freaking cute. Other than that, you know, guys, like, we just appreciate it. And thank you so much for giving us feedback and connecting with us and being in our DMs. Like, I think that's great.
And Happy New Year, because this will be our last episode of the year. We are going to be, you know, re-releasing something next week. Yeah, sorry guys. But we'll be back very strong the first week of January with a cute episode. We're excited about that one. Or is it the second week of January? I don't even know anymore. So I think it's the first week of January. We'll have a cute episode that you've all been asking for. So just wait on that.
No, it's the first week of January. We have one coming out January 2nd. It's the one, the 26th we're skipping because we, you know, holiday stuff, guys. Yeah. I mean, Hanukkah starts on Sunday, the 18th. And then I'm still in Florida and surrounded by children who think I'm Santa because I have rules. So...
Well, it's on that note, do not forget to stay vicious.
Stay vicious.
Bye. When the sky looks like a UFO and you feel so